about this word. If somebody asks you to do something and you're not too crazy about doing it, you might say, well, I will if you insist, but I'd not.
I'd rather not.
Okay. What might you say to a friend of yours upon seeing him, you know, somebody you haven't seen in a long time? What might you say to him?
I haven't seen you in a while. Where have you been? Mm-hmm. What's happened? What happened to you? Mm-hmm.
Would you ever say, I'm very glad to see you, or mm-hmm. I'm mighty glad to see you?
I'm glad to see you.
You ever hear people use the word proud?
Proud, that, yes. Mm-hmm. Proud to see you.
Proud to see you. Yeah. Would you say that?
No.
Okay. Talking about land, a quantity, a great quantity. If a person had several thousand acres, you might say, well, so-and-so, he sure owns a
lot of property.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of the expression right smart used that way?
A right smart of, yes.
Yeah, right smart,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Could you use that for anything else like money?
I think so. Right smart of money.
What about pain? Pain.
I have.
He's in a right smart of pain?
Probably so.
Mm-hmm.
It probably just means great deal.
Would you associate that phrase with any particular kind of person?
With older people.
Older people, okay. Talking about somebody who intensely disliked to go somewhere, you might say, he dreaded the place. He blank dreaded the place.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you go out in the morning, it's you might say, boy, it's not just a little cold out here, it's
freezing.
Or it's blank cold.
Very cold.
Would you ever use some form of real there? It's
really cold.
Would you ever say real cold?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Talking about exclamations or swearing specifically, what's about the strongest thing you'd say if somebody really provoked you?
That I would say.
You really got mad.
Gosh, I don't know. I very seldom get that angry. Oh my, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what.
Just be damned or damn it or something.
Maybe.
Would you ever use damn? Or do you?
I might think it, but I don't think I would say it.
Okay. Darn, heck, shucks, any of that?
Darn.
Okay.
I guess that's about the only one.
Okay. Well, this phrase I'm after for pronunciation, if somebody said something about you that you don't appreciate, and you hear about it, you might say, why of them saying that?
Imagine them
okay,
saying
why
that.
Why the very
nerve or idea.
Okay, all right. Could you put the before that and say it just for the phrase?
The very idea.
Okay. What would you say to someone you meet in town, you're just walking along, someone you know, just to greet them? What would you say?
Hello.
Would you ever say anything like that to somebody you don't know just to be saying something as you walk past?
Probably.
What might you say?
Hello. Mm-hmm. I also say hey,
mm-hmm.
which after I've said it, I always think how ridiculous it sounds, but I still say it.
You ever say, how you doing, or something like that? How you been?
Probably. If I'm just passing somebody, probably not.
If somebody's come for a visit and they're about to leave, you might say, well, I hope you'll come back.
Soon.
Or in other words, come back.
Shortly, again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How would you greet somebody around December 25th, you'd say?
Merry Christmas.
All right. You ever heard of any kind of little game that people might play around Christmas, maybe Christmas morning, that this is something that you try to say to them before they say to you?
No.
Like Christmas gift?
No.
Okay. How would you greet somebody around January 1st?
Happy New Year.
All right. And somebody who's done you a favor, you might express appreciation by saying, well, I sure am